Back with you on The Takeaway, where we continue our coverage of voting rights for Native Americans. Last week, the Washington State Legislature removed several challenges for the community by passing the Native American Voting Rights Act. One thing the law does is let voters register with a non-traditional address, something that's common on reservations. Jacqueline DeLeon is a staff attorney at the Native American Rights Fund and a member of the Isleta Pueblo. She testified on behalf of the bill in Washington. Jacqueline, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we mentioned at the very top that this is voting with a non-traditional address is something that's common on reservations, but that had been challenged in the past. So tell us what this new law does that changes that.
So Washington is an all-vote-by-mail state. And what we found in Washington state, and really what we find across the country, is that Native Americans lack traditional addresses, meaning, unsurprisingly, they live in rural reservations. Those homes are often unmarked or on rural roads. They're really far from post offices. And Native Americans have a tendency to move from home to home because of a severe housing shortage, which all translates to Native Americans lack addresses. And so what the Washington bill does is it empowers tribes to be able to designate a building where an individual can register to vote, pick up a ballot, and drop off a ballot. And we think those are really critical steps.
We also spoke to Washington State Senator John McCoy, who's an Air Force veteran and a member of the Tulalip tribe. And he told us about one of the challenges in designing this bill. Let's take a listen.
The problem is that every reservation's different. So it's hard to create a bill that satisfies them all.
Jacqueline, in terms of the differences here, is the challenge that this bill attempts to or essentially has fixed in Washington state, is that the same? Will that be the same across the country in different for different reservations?
Well, every reservation is different and, has unique challenges. But I do think that Washington State has provided a good model for rural reservations by empowering tribes and giving them options to help, address this addressing disparity.
So some of the traditional address problems in Washington aren't just limited to Washington. I mean, what are the numbers that we see across the country? Are there any ideas? Do you have any idea how many Native Americans are kept from voting generally because of this issue?
Well, I think it's, fair to say that tens of thousands of Native Americans lack a traditional address across the country time and time again. Reservation communities that are composed of thousands of members are in housing situations that lack traditional addressing or are moving from home to home quite frequently and don't have an address.
What about the importance of voting? I mean, I think this is something that we've seen just across the country in terms of gerrymandering and changing of different communities. What about how important is voting? Has it been in Native communities and has that increased today?
So Native Americans do vote. They vote quite a bit in their own tribal elections, and they are really active politically. In state and federal elections, we see that number drop pretty drastically for a variety of reasons, a lot of which is because of the barriers, logistical barriers to getting to the ballot box. And those logistical barriers, translate to a message that you aren't welcome at the ballot box, and that has an effect as well.
There's also some history here. We spoke to Washington State Representative Deborah Lekanoff, who's a member of the Tlingit tribe, and she told us that voting rights were considered a little different, as less important to Native communities as compared to now. Let's take a listen.
I come from a really small rural community in Alaska, and in our traditional manner and in our traditional ways, we didn't often vote. Everything was done in a hierarchy matter in a traditional community. So when you were voting for mayor, you might get 25 to 30 votes in the entire community. It was during my grandma's time. And now that I'm 47, I look to this small community in Alaska, and they too are reaching out to do the get out the vote. This, I think, is the same story that you'll find in many Native communities.
Jacqueline, would you agree?
Yeah, I think it really depends on community to community. And I think that translation issue between you know, traditional communities that, for example, are hierarchical, and a more, traditional, that like we see voting system vary by tribe to tribe. And so there are some tribes that their traditional system of participation looks really different than the American political system. And so there does have to be a translation. And in some cases, they're very similar. It really does vary across the country.
There's also a version of this bill of the Native American Voting Rights Act in Congress right now. How is it different from what's in Washington?
So it does have some of the similar provisions of Washington, empowering the tribe to be able to designate a building. It also has tribal ID requirements, for example, to allow a tribal ID and not require a residential address on the ID. It also has a few preclearance provisions and some language provisions as well. So we're excited about that bill as well.
Do you see this as something that other states might pick up, other states that have Native populations in them? And do you see this as a beacon for increasing and improving Native American voting rights?
We certainly hope so. We encourage all states with Native American populations, reservations, to look to those members and see how they can be responsible to those citizens and ensure that they have access to the ballot box. And we certainly hope and think that legislation can be a way for increased access.
And could this be something, could this be a sign of increased participation in 2020? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Yes, certainly. I mean, Native Americans live in places like Nevada, Arizona, all across the nation in hotly contested areas, and their votes matter. And we certainly hope that legislators and states make it accessible for every Native American to vote.
Jacqueline DeLeon is a staff attorney at the Native American Rights Fund. Jacqueline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.